Picture this. A government agency quietly removes export restrictions on powerful AI models. An open-source game engine draws a hard line against AI-generated code. And a research tool used by millions of scientists announces it's entering a new era, all on the same day. Welcome to IntelliJix HN Daily for Wednesday, July 1st, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and the Hacker News community had a lot to say about all of it overnight.
And I'm Sarah Chen. That Claude steganography story alone pulled in over 600 comments. HN was genuinely fired up about it, and rightfully so. We're going to get into why that matters beyond the headline. Plus, Claude Sonnet 5 dropped, Anthropic's Claude Science platform is targeting research workflows, and there's a fascinating piece from Vitalik Buterin on indistinguishability obfuscation that the cryptography community is buzzing about.
For new listeners, a quick note before we dive in. While everything we cover is sourced from Hacker News, we're an entirely independent podcast. We have no affiliation with Y Combinator or Hacker News, no sponsorship from them, no editorial relationship whatsoever. We're engineers and analysts who happen to love the community and want to bring these stories to a broader audience.
And on that note, if you haven't spent time on Hacker News at news.icombinator.com, you're genuinely missing out. The front page is great, but the real depth is in the comments. You'll find working engineers dissecting architecture decisions, researchers pushing back on paper claims, and founders sharing hard-won lessons. We curate the highlights, but the community does the heavy intellectual lifting.
Today's episode covers a lot of ground. We'll start with the Anthropic story cluster, the steganography controversy, Claude Sonnet 5, Claude Science, and the Commerce Department lifting export controls on Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5. Then we'll move into the AI governance and open source space, where Godot's new No AI Code policy is sparking a real debate about what open source maintainers owe AI users. After that, we're covering developer tools, including Google's Capybara, the Kubernetes in the browser port, and the LeanStraw 1.5 release from Mistral. We'll round out the technical coverage with systems programming, the anti-languages memory management approach, PyStid, and some impressive hardware hacks, including a custom octocopter and an MMWave radar build.
And we'll touch on science and research, ArcSeve's strategic update, CERN entering long shutdown 3 on the LHC, the stem cell egg research out of Conception Bio, and Meta's brain-to-QWERTY non-surgical brain-computer interface work. Plus, for those of us who like a bit of joy in their feed, the Forestier Underground Gardens, Tokyo's Barley Tea Artisans, a teardown of a pullback toy car, and Pine64's $50 RISC-V smart speaker. Let's get into it.